What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State Nation, it is the summer. Yes, the last month of 2023. Can y'all believe it here? December 1st, 2023. This is the weekend edition of the podcast here. We're going to jump on here for a few minutes here. Talk what's going on. K-State weekend. As track and field will be getting ready here. They're going to be doing their meet here, I believe, starting today here in a little bit as well here. But tonight, obviously, it's going to be women's basketball on tap here. So they're going to be taking on Jackson State. This is going to start a six-game homestand for K-State women's basketball. Of course, they're coming off of a tough loss against Iowa. Second match against Iowa this year there, as they fell short to them in the Gulf Coast Showcase. They're coming off of a 2-1 series over there, where they beat, of course, North Carolina, and I can't recall who the other opponent was. Oh, Western Kentucky. Yes, Western Kentucky, they beat them. First, then they beat North Carolina, who was, 18? It should be okay, but I don't understand. I don't know Jackson State in basketball, so all I know them from football and when Deion Sanders was coaching over there once upon a time. But that's kind of the situation that's going on over there. As I mentioned, track and field, we flip it to Saturday, right? Because we have no more football, no more football games until we know after this weekend where K-State's going on, right? K-State on the football field. Oh, boy. Here we go with a lot of rumors going on, locker room issues, and after a lot of fallout from the Iowa State game last week in the snow here in Manhattan, Kansas. For those of you missed it, well, probably a good thing y'all didn't watch it, because the defense was absolutely atrocious there as well. So, and resulted in, who knows, right? That if even in case they won this game, could have seen transfers. So either way, I mean, K-State would have been screwed anyway. So, but yeah, but this is a big fallout. Transfers, and I believe a recruit has put himself in the transfer portal too. As well, I saw it this morning. I can't remember who it is. Maybe I can pull it up right now while I have it on top of my laptop here. I know I saw it just before. Yeah, Colin Dunn, he entered the transfer portal recently today as well. So everybody hitting that transfer portal as well. And just to recap it, I know I want to do a little bit of a deep dive with Will Howard and his legacy at K-State. I'm going to have to put that aside at some point next week as I get myself, try to get myself figured out here for 2024. Yeah, so I want to do a deeper dive of him, and obviously a separate episode of him, and of course the Avery Johnson era officially begins. Obviously, we see them play here and there this year. Obviously, he made a huge splash, made it pretty much as a what is the I'm trying to think of the all of smoke, what they talk about there, the college football moment coming moment for him. For Avery Johnson, I'm talking about, was the Texas Tech game. So there's that as well. So we'll see. He's going to have a couple of practices depending on when this bowl game is. Obviously, a lot is looking at the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando. So if that is the destination there, then we'll find out how long those practices, well, the day's practices will be there as well. But the Bob Timmons Challenge at in Lawrence, I believe, yes, it is. It's showing the stupid Jayhawk there. But yeah, Bob Timmons Challenge. And remember, the cross country teams were over there a couple months ago. Over there to begin their season, respective season as well, the cross country team as well. So the Bob Timmons Classic or Challenge, excuse me, tomorrow, that's Saturday 2nd there as well. And then, of course, Drum Tang. I believe this is, yep, Drum Tang, folks. And his basketball team back on the court at 1 tomorrow afternoon against North Alabama. And depending on what Flint Hills Christian does this later this afternoon on that basketball side, might have to be keeping an eye on this game over on Angel 95, where I do the Flint Hills Christian School basketball game, which officially began last night with their mini. Sports goes there as men's basketball and women's and men's basketball will kind of put the caps on the weekend there. I believe there's nothing Sunday until Monday that is there as well. We will have, I can't promise you anything, but hey, there will be postcasts of men's and women's basketball games this weekend here. And moving forward, we're just going to have to play it by ear, see what happens there as well. But, yeah, so K-State tomorrow afternoon at 1 Central Time right here in Manhattan, Kansas, over at Gremlins Coliseum. Those of you who are going to be in town for the first weekend of December, go support your teams. And tonight, of course, Jeff Mitty, Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell and Company will host Jackson State. And then tomorrow afternoon, it's Taylor Perry, Jerome Tang, head coach. The Kuluma Company will host North Alabama there. And, of course, let's keep in mind, a track and field gets wrapped up there at the Bob Timmons Challenge in Lawrence coming up there. So I'll have a lowdown on that either Sunday or Monday somewhere in there. So I had to move the reaction, or Alex will join me on Tuesday. I'll get that confirmed with him on that. So that's why I said I have to get myself situated only going into 2024. So you guys gotta keep that in mind. But I mentioned here before we wrap the podcast, every Friday, of course, is, well, for most of the year anyways, where I try to do a end around K-State preview, what's going on throughout sports this weekend, what's going on. We got women's basketball, men's basketball, and track and field indoor. About to kick things off here for a little bit anyways in the month of December. Eddie Greer's is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. And another thing that's going on this weekend outside of K-State, I just mentioned it a few moments ago. Yes, it will be the continuation of the Shea Tournament. Now, again, both teams won last night. Talking about high school basketball with Flint Hills Christian School. For those who don't know, that's right out here. Well, you guys can't see it, but it's here in Manhattan, Kansas, on the west side of town as you're leaving towards St. George in the Wawamigo area there. There's still a lot of new developments going on around that, but of course, they're trying to expand the school as well. But expanding last night, a couple of games last night against Heritage Christian and women. Or say the girls. Yeah, it's been that kind of week. The girls winning their game there, pulling away in the second half. They're led by Nevaeh Pearson's 22 points last night. And then the boys there having to maneuver a little bit, especially late last night with their game, but they pulled it out. So both teams are playing later on this afternoon, and you can catch that. I have this posted here in a couple hours. So yeah, it'll be just enough time for you guys to hear this. It'll be for today for the girls, as both teams will be taking on Tyro Christian. As remember, Tyro, at least for the boys anyways, were a pain in the butt for Black Hills Christian. So we'll see what happens in a spot. What's online? A spot in the championship game tomorrow afternoon to close out the Shade Tournament. I know the men, if I remember correctly, is 2:30. Podcast, go Cats.